We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Noah, how you doing this morning? I know that you saw the TJ Watt news, but you're here to talk some Pirates. But how you doing this morning?
I'm well, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Morning, buddy.
Pretty good.
Morning.
What's that hat?
I got the Minnesota Gophers.
Ah, here. All right.
I have a bit with these guys. Every time I come on, I try to wear a different hat.
Yeah, except for last week, you didn't wear a hat.
Last week, I did not wear a hat.
You did not. But you
I had to have my hair looking good for Carter's wedding.
That is true. You did say that. That is true. I'll give you that credit. You were at the All-Star events. You were at the Home Run Derby, the All-Star game. I want to get Mackie's thoughts on this too. The swing off. What is your take on the swing off? The extra innings type of deal that happened in the All-Star game. What is your take on it?
Loved it. I mean, the All-Star game is not a real baseball game. It's an exhibition. It's an exhibition. It's a showcase of talent. And there's nothing more entertaining in baseball than meaningful home runs. And you set yourself up to have a whole bunch of them if the score is tied after nine innings in that game. I thought it was awesome. I thought the crowd loved it. My favorite takeaway was seeing how into it the players were and the coaches. While Kyle Schwarber was going off, looking at the other sideline and seeing, or the other dugout, I should say, and seeing the American League reacting to a guy who is kicking the snot out of them was just fun to watch. I'm 100% for it. For only the All-Star game, though. It should not be a way regular season games are determined.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree. I love the entertainment value for the All-Star game, just as long as it's not in an actual game, I'm good with it. Noah, let me ask you about O'Neill Cruz. Home Run Derby dominates, goes 5-13. I thought it was a really good experience from him. But what do you think he took away from that, and will that feed into his second half? Like, do you think O'Neill Cruz maybe saw a little bit of what he can be and can use it for good?
I think if he took away anything, it was O'Neill Cruz needed a little bit of a reason to smile. It hasn't been a fun last couple of months for him, and sometimes – I mean, I think this applies to any realm of life. Sometimes when you remind yourself, hey, you know what? I actually enjoy what I'm doing. It's been tough as of late, but I am good at this. I do like it, and I needed this reminder. Sometimes life gets a little easier after that. So maybe that's the big takeaway that can come from this for O'Neill Cruz, who's had, you know, a really rough June, who's had not the best July so far. He got a lot of compliments. He got a lot of reasons to feel confident and to remind himself that, hey, you know, you do some things in this game very well. And if you can just really lock in on those areas, you could still provide a lot of value to a baseball team.
Fantex Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. No, do you know if it was true or not that Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge left the All-Star game early and were on a flight home before the game ended?
Yeah, I mean, that's not just for them. I mean, Paul was gone by probably the fifth inning as well. That's when you're covering the game, and Jason can attest to this, after the second inning in the press box, there's a consistent stream of announcements.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
Speaking now in the hallway is National League starting third baseman Manny Machado. Paul Skeens will be available to speak to media in 10 minutes outside the hallway. Freddie Freeman, you know, like all of these guys typically leave early. And I understand why. The whole league gets a four-day break aside from them. And in some cases, they're doing more things than they would during, you know, a normal four-game series. They're playing less baseball, but they're doing more media. They're interacting with fans more. They're traveling more. Some of them fly out 30 to 40 family members, and there's a lot of energy that goes into that. So guys are ready to get the heck out of there after they're removed from the All-Star game. They're done, and I understand why.
Yeah, I mean, Max, you get Wednesday and Thursday. Like, the Pirates had a workout last night. I don't think Paul Skeens was there. I don't know that for a fact. But, right. I mean, you get a very small slice. And that's the one complicating factor with the swing off. Like, you're going to have this, but you can only have it with guys that have been designated to participate, who are willing to do it. So you're not going to have Ohtani or Judge, guys who started and guys who are a big deal.
The only way you do get guys like that, Jason, I think, is if the All-Star game is located in a city where they play.
Right.
True. Like, if it's in L.A. and they already live in Los Angeles, Shohei might be around. Or if it's in New York, or next year, if it's in Philly and Harper were to start the game, he still might be around for the ninth inning where they can have him suit back up. Or, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't shower if he's going to stay around for the whole game or whatever. But you would have more availability there. But yeah, that's just the reality of the All-Star game. Guys aren't going to stay around for the full nine innings.
Noah, we thank you. Thanks for taking the time. Good seeing you this morning. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely, fellas. Good chat. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Noah. There he goes, Noah House, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.